As I know this weekend's been coming for some time now, praying with the readings and with this weekend, I've got three things. Thank you. A few last appeals and a reminder. So I want to start by saying thank you. The first assignment for a newly ordained priest is really important. If for no other reason, when he comes to his first assignment, he doesn't have a clue what he's doing. I liken it to parents of their firstborn. It's mostly on-the-job training. So I want to thank you for teaching me how to be a priest these last 3 years. Because you taught me a lot. You taught me how to minister at the bedside of your dying spouse, child, parent, sibling. How to bury your loved one, to give them last rites, and to commend their soul to God. You taught me how to sit with you in darkness when tragedy struck your family. How to share with you and sit with you in suffering. You taught me how to witness your marriage vows, how to baptize your children. You taught me how to hear sins and confessions and to absolve them, to make them no more, and to encourage you to be a saint as you leave the confessional. Above all, you taught me how to be a father. You taught me how to love as a father and how to sacrifice as a father. So after being ordained for 3 years now, I'm still learning a lot what it means to be a father. But you all gave me a great start. And I'm going to take what you taught me with me as I go forth. So thank you. And I've been humbled in receiving letters and emails the last couple days and weeks, and you sharing your words of thanks for me, and that's been great. And my heart's been touched. But the biggest way that you can thank me as I go forth is to listen closely to these last few appeals. These last appeals flow from the gospel that we just heard today. Jesus is addressing his apostles, and he's questioning them on their level of discipleship, and he gives them demands on what it is to follow him. And he begins by this shocking statement. He says, "Whoever loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me." And if that's not enough, he goes on. Maybe another layer deeper. "Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." I hear that. I've been praying with that. And I'm like, Jesus, did you have to go there? Like, do you have to go there? Like, clearly you're just trying to stir the pot. Or you're trying to say things, you say things just for wow factors to get people's attention. But that's not what he's doing here. The point is, he's asking his disciples, and it's not just his disciples. He starts off today and says, Jesus said to his apostles. A lot of times the gospel begins, we hear on Sunday, it says, Jesus says to his disciples. Today it says he said to his apostles. So it's not the 72, it's the 12. Those that have been walking with him for some time, those that are especially close to him. those that are here at Mass when there's a dispensation to be here, or even watching on TV or your computer when you don't have to. And he's asking them to make a radical move to put him first, above everything. His point is here, there are no buts. All other loves must yield to the divine. And the appeal is, this first appeal for me is, do not leave this church this morning without committing your life to doing that, or recommitting your life of putting him first, of making a prayer and saying, Lord, help me move forward in the places where I struggle with doing that, to put you first. And to be sure, there may be some of us here this morning that are maybe even here reluctantly, is ask him, because he's waiting. He's waiting to come in. Second appeal is to all the youth here. As I look around, maybe I'll say the youth is anybody who's younger than me, okay? Of course, these words are for all of us, but I especially want you, youth, to hear these words. We heard Jesus just say in the gospel, whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. You have your entire life in front of you. Give your life to him. Give it to him. I promise you, you will not regret it if you do. But it's hard and it's scary to make that move, to finally drop the nets and say, I'm in. It's hard to do. John Paul II, when he was speaking to a plethora of young people, said to them, do not be afraid. Open, I say, open wide the doors of Christ. Meaning, open up your heart and let him in. To commit your life to him. To commit your life to God's word. To be obedient to God's word and his teachings. Because we know the world wants to tell you how to think. Especially today, the world wants to tell all of us how to think. But especially the world is targeting you, the youth, on how to think. Think with the mind of Christ and be obedient to him. And he will transform your life. It's been a beautiful thing this last 3 years of seeing the transformative power of Jesus in transforming lives and having a front row seat to see it. So start now while you're young. Don't squander your youth. Don't waste your life. Go all in and let down your nets. Third appeal, I'm going to go even more specific here. So this doesn't pertain to most of you. And that is to the boys and young men here. If God is calling you to be a priest, be generous in answering his call. I hope that you've seen me in these last 3 years, someone who loves their priesthood. We can say this too for the girls and young women in here. God's calling you to religious life. Be generous in answering that call. The church, the world needs warriors to be priests. Not just anyone, but men of integrity. whose lives in public, or say the men whose lives when nobody is looking are the same as they are in public. So don't think you're not good enough. Maybe to parents and grandparents here, I think one of the big reasons why a lot of maybe young boys don't are forthright with even thinking about it, or to the extent that they do think about it growing up, that they're not as quick to share it, is because they're not encouraged by their parents, especially their fathers. And simply just telling them, son, if the Lord were to call you a priest, just know that I would be proud of you. We have one man entering the seminary in the fall here, or he's almost accepted. I tease with him and tell him he's just got to get past his psych evals, which he might not, but I want to see 5 more men from this parish entering the seminary over the course of the next 5 years. Lastly, last appeal, but it's really not so much of an appeal as it is a statement. I'm calling it an appeal because that's how much I want you to hear it and know it. It's been a gift and a privilege to be your priest. I've loved being your priest. It's remarkable how quick you've become my family, which is why it's so difficult to leave. But thanks be to God, I'm not in control. He is. You remember, I shared with you how devastated I was when I found out that I was assigned here. I had a long list of reasons why Our Lady of Mercy was not a good fit for me. A long list of why the diocese made a mistake, why God made a mistake. Boy, was I wrong. And now I don't want to leave. But thanks be to God, he's in control. Because as the gospel again reminds us today, he encourages us to lose our life, to give it away, not just to anyone or anything, but for him who is waiting for us to give it to him, him who loves us far more than we could ever dare to imagine. And that's the one who's in control, and he knows best. We simply need to surrender our lives to him and to let him in so he can have his way with us. And when we let God in to that extent, that's when life truly begins. But we have to listen to him daily to hear him, what it is he's calling us to do, and then be obedient to him. Because obedience in Christ leads to freedom. It leads to life. So lastly, a reminder. Frequently check your softness barometer. And don't be a bonehead. Remember that the one who made the big dog star is utterly concerned about you, specifically, right now. Remember that whenever you feel stuck in the strong waters of a riptide, that he's there, simply saying, I got you. With regards to your baptism, own it and strive to journey to the heights, reaching the heights of which God has called you to. When striving, always pay attention to see what is your white noise. What are those things in your life that are drawing your attention, that are distractions of keeping you from intimacy with him? Ask yourself, am I intense enough to be a Christian in the 21st century? If you're married, identify the threat against your marriage and attack it at all costs. Be relentless and know that He is always relentlessly pursuing you. Always crush it and be a game changer. Above all, remember every day to give your life to Jesus Christ.